Hello friends, and welcome to episode 29 of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. I picked up Dee from the airport yesterday morning after a rather short deployment, which was certainly a nice change from the 5-month one he was on last winter. But it's not his absence that has been making it difficult for me lately. Surely I mentioned the fact that we had to euthanize one of the dogs last summer. And that has really sucked big time. And the way in which it all happened was rather traumatic. And as a result, I have been feeling out of sorts. Like, mentally, emotionally, out of sorts. Which, in my case, directly affects my sleep quality, and apparently also my ability to speak without flopping my tongue the other way around in my mouth. Well, anyway, a lack of sleep, or a poor quality of sleep, then leads to a absolute struggle with any form of creativity. Which is terrifying, because creativity is also what keeps me sane. Yay! So, while I've been revising Tomb, the beginning of the drafts was more or less in line with what it needed to be. And I was super hopeful that I would actually be able to finish it before November kicked off. Well, that failed. And now I've gotten into that section of the book where substantial changes need to happen. And I'm not talking about a lick of paint and some cosmetic work here and there. I'm talking about gutting the house until you have nothing left but a foundation and a bunch of beams, and like literally changing everything, putting windows and doors in new places, and rerouting the plumbing in completely different places, and stuff like that. So NaNoWriMo rolls around, and I think, okay, I can do this. I've done it 2 years. I've done it 2 times before the last 2 years, and I can do this again. But the other years, I always sort of, because deadlines stress me out, I try to build a head start in the first couple of days of NaNoWriMo, and I have utterly failed to do so this time, which means that yes, I managed to stay ahead of my, like, goal, but maybe by 100 words, 200 words, certainly not much more. And yesterday, I was struggling so, so hard. I was just staring at a scene that I had no notion of existing before in the previous drafts. And I was thinking, oh God, I've forgotten how to write. I can revise things, yeah, but, like, creating new material from scratch, if I can't even do that in a story that has got a world and it has got fleshed out characters and I know how these characters would respond to things, I drop them in a situation and I see what they do, and they were just like sitting in a row and staring at me, tapping their foot, thinking, when are you going to make us do stuff? And I was like, terrified. And I couldn't make it work. So I messaged my friend Bradley, and I was like, can I give up on Tomb yet? I'll just become a famous poet and get rich that way. I can't do this novel. And he yelled at me. He yelled at me and he told me to buckle up and get to work. And I did. It was worse than pulling teeth, and I have a big, 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 big phobia about going to the dentist, and yet this was worse. But I ended up barely clearing my daily goal, so I am still on track. But then today I have got training in a few hours with Miss Lucy, and I am teaching a class to other dog people. And I don't know how much energy and bandwidth there will be by the time I get home to actually write. So I may fall behind at NaNoWriMo for the first time in 3 years. And, you know, I always tell myself, if I don't hit that 50k at the end of the year, it's fine, it's fine. I mean, I'll still have written more words in that month than I would at any other time of the month. And it's fine. I mean, it's still a win. But at the same time, there is a very, very, very competitive cave troll living inside my head shouting at me about how I'm going to fail. And, oh God, that is so scary. The thought that rather than giving that advice from the safety of knowing you can make it, and you're just giving this advice to other people, to now having to swallow a dose of my own medicine. Bradley, if you're listening, I just know you're snorting with laughter so hard right now, because you do like dosing me with my own medicine. And it's mean. It's so mean of you. But I think it may be what I need right now. I need to reconcile myself to the fact that even if I can't make up for the word count I lose out on today, NaNoWriMo will still be a success if I end up with 40,000 or 30,000 words, because any form of writing has been so, so hard since last July that, yeah, it will be a success. It will be a success. I have to keep telling myself that until I believe it. I have no idea what I'm doing. This is a very, very rambly episode of Journals of a Journeyman Bard. Not that the others are very structured, but I'm somehow feeling like this one is worse. Anyway, do you have things like that? Things you know you shouldn't fuss about and you advise other people not to fuss about? And yet, you do. It may take you a bit of digging to be able to admit it to yourself, but you do fuss, and it just makes things harder. Do you have hang-ups like that? I would like to know, because misery loves company, and just realizing I'm not the only one being stupid or crazy about this would be nice. Anyway, I better go and get some dinner started so that it's done by the time I have to leave for training. I will talk to you all again soon. Bye-bye, friends.